This is VOA. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump on Friday pressured U.S. companies to leave China after Beijing unveiled $75 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the statement is the latest salvo in the trade war between the world's two largest economies.
One person with knowledge of the president's meetings with trade advisors says one option being discussed is a 25% tariff on all Chinese exports to America. The president earlier tweeted he's demanding U.S. companies doing business in China find alternatives elsewhere. The White House did not immediately say what authority the president believes he has to order private companies to change their business practices. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump went after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's interest rate policies on Twitter Friday. As AP's Mike Hempen tells us, the Fed chairman is being somewhat coy about future interest rate cuts.
Jerome Powell says President Trump's trade wars have complicated the Fed's ability to set interest rate policies, but he's offering no hints about the possibility of more interest rate cuts. Powell believes there's increasing evidence of a global economic slowdown and suggests the president's trade wars have contributed to it. But he says although the U.S. economy faces risks, the outlook remains favorable, and Powell says the Fed will do whatever is necessary to sustain the expansion. Powell made the comments while speaking to a group of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And the war of words between President Trump and China caused stock markets to plummet. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 2.68% just before the close. The S&P was down 2.53%, and the NASDAQ was off more than 3%. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump heads to